USA Radio News.
On Wednesday, President Trump met with congressional leaders over the wall and a partial government shutdown. Now, regarding that partial government shutdown, Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn says,
I have to tell you, when it comes to the government shutdown, what you will hear people say is the president has made an offer, and it is up to the Democrat leadership to come to the table and exercise something on that offer.
The illegal alien accused of killing a police officer in California made his first appearance in court on Wednesday. Gustavo Arriaga's attorney would like the court to determine his mental competency before proceeding with the case. Daryl Dragon, the captain of Captain and Tennille, is dead. Dragon's publicist announced that Dragon died with Tennille by his side, although they divorced. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 18 points to close at 23,346. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A new report says plane crash deaths have jumped sharply in 2018. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Aviation Safety Network and a Dutch consulting firm did the new analysis, and they say in 2017, there were only 13 deaths around the world from passenger plane crashes. But last year, there were over 500. The report still emphasizes that aviation fatalities remain rare. There was only one death on a U.S. airline in 2018. That's when a woman was nearly sucked out of a plane after a window broke during a Southwest flight from New York City to Dallas last April, and she later died of her injuries.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is visiting with lawmakers in Massachusetts after announcing she's formed a presidential exploratory committee. Warren says she believes Washington is corrupt and only benefits the wealthy, and she wants to make it work for everyone else. Warren also plans to campaign in Iowa this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A 2018 study found that only 6% of Americans fully stuck to their New Year's resolutions. James Clear is a New York Times best-selling author and also runs the website Atomic Habits. He joins CBS This Morning to talk about the habits you can start that will help you to meet your New Year's resolution.
So I think the first thing to focus on is not the outcome that you want, but the type of person you want to become. So if you take losing weight, a lot of people may say, oh, I want to lose 40 pounds or something like that. But the question to ask is, who is the type of person that could lose weight? Well, maybe it's the type of person who doesn't miss workouts. And so your New Year's resolution becomes not to lose a certain amount of weight or to achieve a particular goal, but to be a certain type of person. And this is where I think small habits are so useful, because even if doing something like 5 push-ups is not enough to transform your body overnight, it is enough to cast a vote for being that kind of person, for being a fit person. And so in a sense, it's like every action you take is a vote for the kind of person you believe that you are. And so the first task is to start casting votes for that new identity and then worry about ramping up the intensity later.
Clear also believes
to translate that identity that you're looking to build into a small action, a small vote that you can take. So, things like doing 5 push-ups, writing one sentence, meditating for 60 seconds. These don't sound like ambitious New Year's resolutions, but all of them cast a vote for being a fit person or becoming a writer or being a meditator.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.